Now we're looking at a portrait of President Theodore Roosevelt at Frederick, Oklahoma Territory. What's going on here?
Well, Teddy Roosevelt heard of a guy in Frederick who hunted wolves and caught wolves and coyotes with his bare hands. And Teddy, he said, I got to see this. Plus, the guy also fought with him at the Battle of San Juan Hill. And another person named Burke Burnett was very influential with the president and brought him down to Frederick to visit with these individuals and see the action of the wolf hunt. They'd take these, and we show them over here on the right, greyhounds, and they would chase the wolves until the wolves just wore out. As soon as the wolves would get winded, he'd jump off his horse and grab him by the throat and capture him. When Teddy Roosevelt there, he got to see the Wichita Mountains and went back and declared the Wichita Mountains, a section of it, a wildlife preserve, and they brought back elk to the area. It's quite an influential opportunity. There's a funny story. Senator Capps and his wife wanted to do something about Frederick and Snyder and the area where they were from. I said, well, I'll go back and try to find some incident or something historically, and we'll be happy to do it. They came back and said, well, we can't find a thing. There was one thing, but my wife didn't think it was worth doing. I said, what was that? I said, well, Teddy Roosevelt visited Frederick. I said, you know, the President of the United States coming to your area is not important enough. I said, yeah, but my wife said he was a Republican. She didn't want to do it. So anyway, it's sponsored by Senator Capps and his wife, Wanda, who is now deceased.